Did you see this? HBO Max has pulled the movie Gone with the Wind, removed it entirely from its catalog. So you can't click and view it anymore. It's not there presently, right now at least. HBO says this is the reason. It romanticizes the Civil War era South while glossing over its racial sins. It has a rose-colored depiction, a depiction of the antebellum South and a blindness to the horrors of slavery. You know, it's not the first time the complaints have come in about the movie and been voiced about it, but this is the first time for any action like this that I've heard. The change was made after an op-ed appeared in the LA Times. And it was, I got to hear, it's John Ridley, highly accomplished, well-respected screenwriter, 12 Years a Slave.
Is he one wrote, of the, in was he Crash? Did he do Crash, I think?
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, and he's so here's what he wrote, and this is almost immediately after this, HBO Max pulled it. Gone with the Wind was used to give cover to those who falsely claim that clinging to the iconography of the plantation era is a matter of heritage, not hate. It's a film that, when it is not ignoring the horrors of slavery, pauses only to perpetuate some of the most painful stereotypes of people of color. So that happened. I just wonder from you, is this the right move? Should we go back and take out movies that don't reflect our cultural values or the values of today? Or are they a snapshot in time of what was then and what was acceptable then? Maybe you should provide links to context when you've got a movie like that on your platform, linking you to learn about the horrors of slavery. Maybe there's something like that that should be done. What do you think? 312-981-7200. Do you take the movies down when they're viewed as racist or offensive in these times and with the lens of today, if they're harmful? Or do you think these kinds of things are art and deserve to stand for what they are?
Didn't Disney Plus kind of do something similar to how Netflix put up smoking warnings? Didn't they also put warnings kind of saying, you know, racial disparities, something along those lines?
Interesting. I hadn't heard that. You've heard the conversation about violence for years. Like, does this glorify violence? Should that movie be allowed? Should this movie be allowed? But this is different. There's a real move now within the movie industry to start taking a look at their libraries. You get the sense. Well, or platforms, at least.
They're making new Bugs Bunnies, I guess, for one of these streaming services.
Yeah, I want to get to that. There's so much here. And I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Because there's a lot to discuss here. And Steve Bertrand's right. They're not the only ones. You're seeing this from different places as well. Let's hear from Joan Salzman first. She's a senior reporter at CNET and is familiar with what HBO Max is doing here, how they came up with this idea and a decision to do it. Hey, Joan, thanks for calling in WGN.
Hi, great to be here.
So the decision here is I understand it's temporary, but it was immediate. I mean, as soon as that op-ed came out in the LA Times, they said, yep, we're making this decision. That's the way I understand it.
Yes, that's my understanding, too. One of the interesting things about the decision is that John Ridley, as you mentioned, the screenwriter who published the op-ed, the company pretty much almost line by line reflected his request. You know, he said, I don't want you to censor this film, but after a respectful amount of time, given the unrest that's happening in the country right now around these issues, take it away for now. And when you bring it back, have that context, have a denouncement of these depictions accompanying it. And so that's what HBO Max has said they're going to do. Not only are they removing it now, it is going to be a temporary removal. When it does come back, they plan to have some sort of collection accompanying it that examines the original surroundings that caused some of these prejudices to materialize in these works of fiction.
Do you get the sense that HBO Max may be looking at its entire library in the wake of this to try to see if there are other movies that might also fall in this category? I mean, this is like one of the highest grossing films of all time. It's one of the best selling novels of all time. It's multiple Academy Awards. It's certainly something widely in circulation. It's on the top 100 list for the movies you should see in some places. I just wonder how far sweeping this will be, not only for HBO Max, but for the industry. All the platforms that show movies right now, will they be taking a real hard look at everything they've got out there?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing that there is a greater willingness for Hollywood and entertainment companies to do this sort of reckoning with their past catalogs. You know, you mentioned before how Disney Plus had something similar to this. What Disney Plus did when it launched is it presented a number of its catalog films like Dumbo, Dumbo was flagged. And what it did instead, they presented it in its original form, but at the beginning of it, in its description, basically the plot description says this title contains outdated cultural representations. that's as far as they went with that one. But Disney also made the choice to not present some films that have been criticized, such as Song of the South, which has been a long ongoing source of criticism for its depiction of the post-slave past after the Civil War in our country. So we're definitely seeing, in light of recent events, there being a greater willingness to take action about outdated cultural norms that are being represented, shown again on these new services. And so it'll be interesting to see how pervasive that goes within catalogs. Certainly, you know, I think someone else mentioned Bugs Bunny not having guns on HBO Max now. That's a decision that HBO Max, for its revamp of Looney Tunes, decided there shouldn't be any more guns in there, but there's still lots of violence in Looney Tunes. It becomes a matter of deciding which are the things we need to outright address and which are the ones that you allow the viewer, if it's child's programming, allow the parent to address with that person's own relationship with the title.
Gee, I feel like if you wanted to remove films that glorify violence, I think this is the reason why a lot of people have pushed back on it, because you'd have your work cut out for you. I mean, you think about guns being so central in so many popular movies. I mean, race is a different issue. And in this time, you think the context there, and in this digital world, digital platforms, you certainly have the ability to link to context. You can do that. And maybe it seems as if that's what HBO Max plans to do. That's what you're hearing, maybe in a month or two or whatever, some period of time, they'll come back and do that?
Yeah, the idea is that there will be a denouncement of the prejudice stereotypes that are presented in the film and some sort of historical context to be able to re-understand or interpret what you're watching in the context of when it came out and the context that, you know, the country is dealing with racial issues today.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's something that it's just, have you ever heard of this before? I mean, because I was trying to rack my brain to think, okay, when have we seen this before? When has a platform or any kind of a movie distribution company decided, you know what, we're going to go back in time and remove something that's now offensive? Can you recall?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The statement that HBO Max made around this decision, there was language in it like, you know, these racist depictions were wrong then when this film was made and are wrong today. That's language that Warner Brothers has used before, actually, with Looney Tunes. When Looney Tunes was being redistributed 20 years ago, 15 years ago on DVD, there are characters that for a period of time, and even on television, on networks, there are characters that for periods of time were removed. There were depictions, certain segments that were removed from air, but then when DVDs of Looney Tunes were released, some of those were reinstated with almost word for word the same sort of language about how there are racist or prejudiced depictions that were wrong then and are wrong today. So it's something that, although it feels very of this moment, it's something that the companies have been doing in ways that are almost shockingly similar for a long time. But certainly we're seeing en masse among a broad swath of media companies more action being taken now, and that action being taken more rapidly than I think we've seen in other periods of time.
All right, Joan Salzman, I appreciate your time on this, giving us some perspective on what it is they're doing over within the HBO Max and beyond. Senior reporter at CNET, thanks, Joan, for your time.
Thank you so much.
We want to hear from you, 312-981-7200. Is this the right move? Does this sound right to you? Any ideas or thoughts, your perspective about what you see is happening here? Should we go to the phones here, Pete, or do you want to take a pause? We're going to pause here, and then we'll come back to your calls. So phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of this. Why is a film like Soul Man, White Man Dresses as a Black Man, thought of as racist, but other films are not? Are all movies that involve blackface, should they be removed too? How about It Might Offend You? You don't watch it or read it. Censorship based upon a small number of people is not right. I really wish all violent forms of entertainment shows would be removed and not made. And then is this the equivalent of banning or burning books or banning them from libraries? We've seen that too. Karen, let's hear from you. You're on WGM. What's on your mind on this subject? What do you think?
Hi. I have about three sentences to say, so don't interrupt me if you don't mind.
Okay.
I think Joan said that HBO Max
yeah.
was taking a stand or taking action, I would ask if perhaps they are lacking a backbone. Because, yes, that is the wrong, that movie, yes, it's wrong in many ways. But that's what was happening in history at that time. And it's the whole reason, I think, why Blackish was made. Because if you watch Blackish, I mean, I watch all of the shows, he goes back and talks about history because his young black children didn't know that Barack Obama was the first black president and what, you know, they didn't know so much of history. So at least if it's on, people can watch it, and their parents, you know, these younger kids or, you know, teenagers or whatever that didn't even know that it was wrong, you know, they can see this is how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that anymore, you know, well, but at least they can see the difference.
Yeah, you know, Karen, it is. It's a snapshot of a moment in time, and I think you view it that way, knowing the horrors of slavery and knowing that that was wrong. His point, and I'm not sure I totally agree with it, because I just think it's a slippery slope. You got to go back and look at everything, but the filmmaker's point was it glorifies this sort of lifestyle and ignores the slavery piece of things. At the time this was released, nobody responded to that.
But that's the point of view of that movie. I mean, if they made another movie, you know, showing about slavery and, I mean, what about Roots then? Should we take that off because we don't want to show how it used to be?
Yeah, I think the argument there would be that showed a more accurate depiction of the way it is. But I get your point. The point of view of this movie was about the rich person's time, the rich person's experience during the antebellum and later the Civil War years. This is how it was for them. And to them, they weren't really aware of, or it wasn't really as much on their radar that people were suffering. Or maybe if it was, they ignored it because it suited their interests. And
exactly.
That's what
so
that was about.
So look how far we've come, is what I'm saying. What about, I mean, same with, like, what about that movie Eating Gilbert Grape? That's very old, but it had a horribly obese mother on it. You know, should we take, and people made fun of her, and she had to hide and everything. Should we take any movie that has to do with making fun of people? You know, because we shouldn't do that now. Now we know better. So should we take that movie off? You know, it's like anything. You have to look at it from a whatever perspective, and then that's what helps people grow, I think. You know, they can see what it used to be like and be thankful that we've come so far, but yet we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. We watch things that were made back in the day, like, oh, wow, you could say that back then? You could do that back then?
Yeah.
You think, oh, wait a minute, that's not okay.
Well, take Andy Griffith off the show or off the TV because he smokes. I mean, they
Archie
smoked
Bunker? How would he play
exactly
today?
Exactly, exactly, right?
Point
so
well taken.
Points of view that's just, you know, we take it in and we all figure it out for ourselves or, you know, with the people that we talk with and share different viewpoints.
All right,
and learn
Karen,
from it.
Thanks for your call. I promise not to interrupt, and I appreciate your perspective. Right. Thank you for weighing in. Let's go to Jason. Jason, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on this.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
From a perspective of a 16-year-old girl, my daughter very clearly told me the other day, it's apparent society is trying to rewrite history. Political correctness has run amok. 110. Now, this is from a 16-year-old girl. And she asked me, she goes, Dad, she goes, what about the Jeffersons on TV? What about, as you stated, Archie Bunker? What about that old guy? What was his name? Al something? And she meant to say Al Jolson. She goes, you cannot rewrite history. She goes, we know better. Everybody needs to be more intelligent. Let me ask you something. If black lives were so important with this movement, the statistics show the crime rate is outrageous. They should be worried about their own neighborhoods. Let's bring the flowers and love in. And everybody that knows the drug dealers, gangbangers, and all, let the police know. Your neighborhood will be cleaned up immediately. Listen, a 16-year-old girl knows exactly which way it is. We're adults. Let's open our eyes and realize that this is the way it was, and it's not the way it is. But you cannot rewrite history whatsoever. That's Thank just you. Like saying the Holocaust never happened, or even back in the day where the Crusades, Christians were killed to be. I mean, come on. Yeah. Political correctness is crazy. Let's stop the lunacy. And if listen, we already know this is stupidity. There's a lot of hype behind this, and it needs to end. A 16-year-old girl knows the difference between something that happened years ago compared to what's happening now. How come grown-ass adults can't do that?
Well said. All right, Jason, thank you for your call. I want to try to get one more in before we have to hit the bottom of the hour news. So let's go to Mary. Mary, I think we have time to fit you in. You're here. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
I'm going to be quick. I think we have to stop micromanaging everything. And like the guy said, people have to be responsible for themselves. People can pick their own literature. People can pick their own movies. I don't want people making decisions on what I can watch and what I can't watch. And I think it all adds to people who read, who learn, who watch movies. They learn. They can incorporate that into the way they think and make a choice on how they want to think. Somehow we're not being given a choice. We're losing choices in America because some people might be offended. You know, I'm a little overweight and I'm disabled, so maybe I want all the fat people to stop being in movies. I mean, how far does it go? What's the next group?
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for your thoughts on this.